Do you want to hone your hosting skills? Want to have fun doing it? Right alongside with others just like you? Stay tuned because I've got just the thing for you. Hello, and welcome to the 74th episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast, where I take even the most frazzled hostess, turn them into a confident and happy hostess. I'm your host, Christy Lalonde, and I have an exciting announcement for you today. But first, I want to give a big shout out to Vic Pris Allison that left a 5-star review for the show on the Apple Podcast app. She said, "Inspiring to host more. So happy I found this podcast. I have been listening every chance I get. It really has inspired me to host more in my home. I think it's important for my teens to see more social interactions. Bless them, this generation needs all the help socially we can offer them. Also, their mother loves anything with a fun theme." Well, Allison, I'm in total agreement. I love a good theme. And yes, today's teens need even more social guidance than we did when we were young. Our example is more important than ever. Allison, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to encourage me and leave a review. 5-star reviews are a huge help in growing the show. Thank you so much. So on Instagram, I've been talking about this deep dive cookbook review for quite a while now. And I know I briefly mentioned it in last week's episode also. So it's finally time for me to tell you what's in store for this collective review. My original thought was to make a series on the podcast where I shared what I learned from a certain cookbook, try recipes, see what worked and what didn't, create some menus of my favorite recipes, and host a dinner party at the end featuring a menu made right from the cookbook, that sort of thing. But I realized that if you were following along and trying the recipes, you might be learning from your experience, and you might be learning from my experience that I'm sharing, but we would be missing out on learning from everyone else's experience that's following along, and the community and the fun of being a part of it. So I started to picture a hybrid community where we can meet and even cook together online, share what we learn, take the opportunity to really hone our hosting skills, and hopefully even lead into in-person gatherings. Of course, you could just stick to participating online, but how much fun would it be if you were hosting your own dinner party with the menu from the cookbook? Or even better, inviting your local friends to join the online community, and then you all meet in person, more like a traditional cookbook club, bringing dishes from the cookbook and creating memories with friends in person as well. So it's not going to be just about following recipes. It's about you honing those skills of being a hostess and having fun in the kitchen and making connections online and hopefully in real life too. Whether you've been hosting a long time and you're a seasoned entertainer, or if you are brand new to the kitchen, I know that we all have something to learn from each other, especially other people that are just like us and that want to share in the joy of hospitality with their friends and family, making memories and moments that last for a lifetime. Now, for the fun part, I need your help in picking out the cookbook. You all have been kind enough to send in your suggestions on Instagram, and we're going to kind of do a showdown. I've narrowed it down to 8 cookbooks, and it's up to you to choose the winner. Every day this week, starting from Tuesday, today, if you're listening, the day this is released, I'll unveil 2 potential contenders on Instagram, and you'll have 24 hours to cast your vote for your favorite out of the 2. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll repeat that process, gradually whittling down the options until we have our final 4. And then over the weekend, we'll have a head-to-head battle until we crown the ultimate champion. If you want to hear some honorable mentions that didn't make it to the final 8, I posted those on Instagram on Monday or yesterday of this week. Once the winner is chosen, I'll officially open the opportunity to join the Cookbook Collective community, and you will receive all the details. There's a link in the show notes so that you'll be the first to be notified when it opens. You don't want to miss out, and I don't want to miss out on what all of us can learn from you. I'm so excited to see which cookbook you choose, so make sure you head over to Instagram and vote for your favorite. We're going to use this cookbook to make you a fabulous hostess. Let's gather your online friends and your in real life friends, spread the word, and let's make this Cookbook Collective review one to remember. Looking forward to seeing you there. Until next week, bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your podcast app. It would mean the world to me. If you need links for anything mentioned during this episode, head over to happyhostesscollective.com and you'll find them in the show notes. A new episode comes out every Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have a great week.